I've heard lots of theories that the coronavirus was manufactured in a lab, or that's tying in with an end-time antichrist chip or digital currency. How do we separate fact from fiction?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
So how in the world do we sort these things out? So much going on in the news, ominous conspiracy theories, the question of how dangerous the virus is our government involved in some nefarious plot to take away our rights? How should we respond? What? It gets a little crazy, doesn't it? Well, we are going to sort things out. And while we won't have answers for tons of theories, what we'll do is give you a good approach so that your mind and heart can be clear. Sound like a deal? Welcome to The Line of Fire. This is Michael Brown. Here is the number to call. Now, phone lines are wide open, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Phone lines are wide open for, one, your idea. If you have a theory, if you've read something, the origins of the virus or why it's here or what government is behind it, or is it just natural phenomenon, or does it tie in with some larger international conspiratorial plot? I'm not here to mock. I'm not here to be sarcastic. Oh, trust me. Well, I have opportunity to be sarcastic, and it's merited. I live for those moments, but my intent is not to set you up for calls, and you call in sincerely, and I mock you. I want to know what you're thinking, all right? So that's one thing. But any questions? We've been doing our best as things are shut down so much for normal society. If you've got a question on anything of any relevance to The Line of Fire, give me a call, 866-34-TRUTH. When we got off the air yesterday, all our phone lines were jammed. I could only get to so many calls. And I promised those who tried to get through yesterday, we'll do our best to get you on earlier today, 866-34-TRUTH. Okay, friends, a reminder. I am not here as a conservative political pundit. I'm not here as another talking head on radio, TV, bringing a political, cultural perspective. Nor am I here primarily as a pastor preaching behind the pulpit. I'm not here primarily just to bring you a Bible exposition every day. So people are doing those things, and many of them doing a great job of doing those things. I am here as your voice of moral sanity and spiritual clarity in the midst of a society in chaos and a church all too often in compromise. I am here, by God's grace, as your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution, to get out the things that you're thinking about, wondering about, with clarity, with wisdom, with compassion, and always with biblical foundation. So we do not live the way the rest of the world lives. We do not think the way the rest of the world thinks. We may see crazy things happening around us, but our response as believers is going to be different than the response of the world. And remember, the ultimate fear that most human beings have is the fear of death. And that fear in Jesus is something that should be readily conquered, because to die is to be with the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And that's why Jesus, sending out his disciples in Matthew 10:28, warns them, to paraphrase, hey, don't worry about people. All they can do is kill you. Kill it? Yeah. He's saying that's no big deal. So our perspective is different. Yes, we value life. Yes, every life counts. I wrote an article early this week called Old Lives Matter. We champion the rights of the baby in the womb. Yes, life is precious. To lose a life now to the virus, to a car accident, to cancer, to anything, it's tragic. We value life. We cherish life. But we live in the light of eternity. And in this world, we live as people who know God. And therefore, our attitude is different. 866-34-TRUTH. In a little while, we're going to open up the phones. I posted a question on Twitter. Let me see what time I posted it. 2 hours ago. I asked, what are some of the oddest theories you've heard about COVID-19, specifically about the origins of the virus or about a secret plan behind the virus or how the virus is part of a larger conspiratorial plot? Let me know, as I'll be talking about this on the air today. Now, Twitter, we've got 39,000 plus followers, so we're not as big as Twitter on some other places, but As I'm looking at this now, we got how many responses so far? Like 50 responses, which I was surprised that many people wanted to weigh in. I asked the same question on our Ask Dr. Brown Facebook page, which has almost 600,000 followers, and we've got scores and scores and scores and scores of comments. And some, I think, are jestful, like the Apollo astronauts brought it back from the moon. I assume so. But others are serious. So we want to think about these things. But let's hear what some Christian pastors and leaders are saying. Now please hear me. I'm going to play clips from someone that I really differ with in many ways in statements he's made about Israel and the Jewish people, and I've called him out as being anti-Semitic. I'm not playing this clip to mock now, okay? I want to make this clear. So Rick Wiles, this is what he had to say, True News, clip number one.
I read today a 57-year-old lawyer in New York City passed away today, and his name is Richard Weber Jr. But here's why this is important. He was a senior lawyer for the LGBT Bar Association of New York. The lawyers who sue churches. The lawyers who sue ministries.
The ones pushing for integration of bathrooms. Women, men bathrooms for little kids even.
So one of their senior lawyers for the gay rights movement died today in New York City of coronavirus. Wow. There is a judgment. I'm telling you, a plague is underway. Get under the blood of Jesus Christ. Do not be in opposition to the Lord Jesus Christ and his church.
All right, so here's Rick Wiles and his team, and they're saying, hey, look at this. This is a plague, obviously sent by God in judgment. And who is it targeting? Well, here you have an activist lawyer standing up for LGBT, quote, rights. I say quote rights because I believe in many ways it's taking away the rights of others. And he's saying this is obviously judgment from God. This is a plague. And he knows he's going to get mocked. He knows there's going to be criticism. So he's willing to take it. Clip number two.
I don't care who criticizes me. I don't care who mocks me. I'm here to tell you that there is a plague underway. There's a death angel moving across the world, and your only safety is in Christ.
All right. I agree with Rick Wiles that our only safety, our ultimate safety, is in Christ. I agree that every person on the planet should be calling out to God for mercy. And plague or not, pandemic or not, world wars or not, earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes or not, we need Jesus. We need salvation. We need forgiveness of sins. So that's 24/7, even in the best of times. But, and I have no issue with the concept of God pouring out judgment on sinful people or sinful nations or sinful cities. He's done it throughout history. I have no problem with him doing that today. And he doesn't really care if I have a problem or not. But I'm saying theologically, look, that doesn't trouble me that God would pour out judgment on sinful people. But hang on for a second. The first person to die in Oklahoma of the virus was a Pentecostal pastor. Pentecostal pastor. Yes. Someone that would have stood against the values of this lawyer when it comes to LGBT activism. And he's the first one to die in Oklahoma. Tulsa, man in his 50s, a pastor, die of the virus. And then I just got word that someone, a 90-year-old pastor who attended the Shepherd's Conference, John MacArthur had a couple of weeks ago, so Pastor John MacArthur, who would also stand against the values of these LGBT activists, that he apparently died of the virus, 90 years old. All right, so we need to be careful here. And what about, there's a child that died in the States now. There was a Catholic priest that went around blessing the dying. He died. I mean, got to be careful, very, very, super careful before making accusations like this. So no, I don't see this as a plague targeting gay activists. Obviously not. And let's take a look in Luke, the 13th chapter. In Luke 13, Jesus is told about some Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. He answered and said to them, "Do you suppose that these Galileans are worse sinners than the rest of the Galileans because they've suffered these things? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you'll all perish the same way. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and were killed, do you suppose that they are worse sinners than all the people living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you'll all perish the same way. So in other words, in God's sight, outside of his grace in Jesus, I'm worthy of judgment. You're worthy of judgment. We could be struck down just the same way. So the last thing I'm going to do now is people are dying all around the world from every background, religious, non-religious, Christian, non-Christian, gay activist, and Pentecostal pastor. The last thing I'm going to do is say, this is a plague on you for your sin. No, I'm going to say, let's all humble ourselves and pray for God's mercy and intervention. I saw a YouTube clip. We're not going to play it. Another pastor, good YouTube following. I don't know him personally. But he ties this in with an RFID chip. And he says, look, I've been talking about this for years. The digital dollar was announced tonight as part of a stimulus package. Or this is going to go the way, I mentioned RFID chip, of digital, a world digital currency. And that's something to be avoided. This is part of something larger going on. Then I was sent a clip by someone, Pastor Sandy. I don't know him, but they said he's a reliable guy, solid guy. Let's go to clip number three. Listen to what he had to say, and he's going to present a lot of data in his video. And his video has been watched over a million times. Listen to what he said.
As I give you this information at the end, the dire warning is this. No matter if you have a flu-like symptom, do not take any vaccines. I'm telling you this now, and this is from the Lord. If you have a flu-like symptom, get some flu-like medicine and get some rest, and you and your body will heal from that. Do not take any vaccines. If you take the vaccine, the coronavirus is in the vaccine, not in the symptoms, okay?
All right, let's, do we have time? Okay, maybe not. On the other side of the break, I just want to play one more clip from this pastor. I'm not playing anything in a mocking way. I've expressed my differences with Rick Wiles in terms of that this is some specific plague on gay activists or things like that. Although I fully agree that we need Jesus and we all need to take refuge under the shelter of God's wings and seek his mercy. But I want to play one more clip from this pastor. Then I want to open the phones to hear what you have to say. I want to go to our Facebook and Twitter feeds, see what folks are saying out there. And then at the end of the show, I'll give you my larger perspective. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks for joining us, friends, on the Line of Fire. Hey, let me just say this concisely and clearly in case you don't get to listen to the whole broadcast. Regardless of how the virus originated, regardless of what larger plans may be associated with it, regardless of whether God sent it, Satan sent it, man created it, nature created it, regardless of all that, there are ways that we respond that are consistent. There's a faith that we have. There's a stance that we take. There's an attitude that we have. That doesn't change. So a lot of times you don't need answers to every question. You just need to know how to live in the midst of a storm. 866-34-TRUTH. Before I go to the phones, as we talk about COVID-19, the unique coronavirus and theories about its origins or what the government is doing or are there other larger plots and plans associated with it, one more clip from this pastor, Sandy. Again, a YouTube video that has been viewed over a million times in just a few days. This is what he said.
For you guys, you do not understand that we are in the middle of a revolution. I know you don't understand this because the Lord has put me in position to deal with a certain amount of people who understand and know what is going on. This operation is an intelligence operation that began by 200 generals, secret and secret service officers, okay? It began because of what happened at 9/11. in 2001. 200 generals got together and said, enough, okay? And so an operation began to overthrow this government and to stop child pedophilia and many things that were going on around the world, okay? How does this connect to the virus? First of all, they wanted to, and President Trump is aware of this, they wanted to implement a pandemic that would panic the whole world.
All right, now, you might say that's the wackiest thing I've ever heard. That's the 200 generals overthrow the government. What in the world are you talking about? I'm just putting these things out to let you know that people are watching these things. A lot of people watching them, thinking them, believing them, wondering. Even if you say that's complete nonsense, this man may be a fine man, but his sources are wrong. That's complete nonsense. That's completely ridiculous. Nobody believes that for a split second. Well, no, many do believe it. So how do we even sort that out? Truth, fiction, so many people with so many different theories. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I am going to be very, 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 very skeptical, just in terms of my own background nature, because the things that I have heard fleshed out, like all the conspiratorial things about the Jews taking over the world and all this, just nonsense, false. And then I'll hear conspiratorial theories about what I'm plotting to do and planning. It's like whatever I can verify and check out is false. But I don't doubt there's all kinds of stuff going on behind the scenes that we don't know about, and that they're major players in various settings, business world, religious world, military world, media world, that have agendas. I'm sure that's going on. So anyway, my goal here is not to mock others, especially brothers and sisters in the Lord, even if I think a theory is completely wild, all right? Now, if you go far enough, if the thing is outlandish enough without any possible support of any kind, then you may get a bit more of a response. But again, I just want you to hear some of the stuff that's out there. And even if you're convinced it's completely bizarre and without any foundation whatsoever, and obviously you have to watch those whole clips, hear what these people had to say, their whole argument, and then you come to your conclusion. Okay, let them present their evidence, and then if you want to laugh at it then or believe it then, whatever. What I'm saying is a lot of people are thinking about these things and believing many of these things. All right, let's go to the phones, and we will start with Denise in Canada. Are you there, Denise? Whoa. Well, if you're there, there's a problem with the phone. Let us go to Dylan in Colorado. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Dr. Brown.
Sure thing. So what's your view?
How's it going?
Yeah, going good. So what's your viewpoint, Dylan?
So one of my speculations is that the Center for Disease Control actually posted a lot of job listings back for a position called Public Health Advisor for the quarantine program in literally all the major U.S. cities that are currently affected by the coronavirus. So there was Dallas, El Paso, Miami, Atlanta, San Diego, Los Angeles, Honolulu, Chicago, Boston, Detroit, Denver, New York, Philadelphia, San Juan. And, I mean, I'm sure you've heard of the Bilderberg, but something that's really fishy to me is that the CDC almost had insight into what was going to happen. And another thing that's really concerning.
All right, just to understand, Dylan, so is the CDC responding in a way that you question? They're responding to the virus in a way that you think is questionable, or they're somehow behind the virus?
I think they're partnered with the government or the leaders that created the virus because they had insight into it ahead of time. Why were these job listings posted in November?
All right, hey, just getting people to weigh in, give their theories. So we heard from Dylan in Colorado. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to our friend Fail in Greensboro, North Carolina. What's your theory?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Brown.
Hey.
This is not my personal theory. I heard this last night. So I want to make that perfectly clear. First and foremost, it was said last night that the COVID-19 and the coronavirus are two separate things. And that the genesis of the coronavirus was based on a 16-year plan that started back in 2008, 2009, and was supposed to continue with Hillary Clinton. But in this plan, there was supposed to be some type of plague that was supposed to be presented to get rid of all the older people and people who have very bad immune systems, because these were the ones that were draining our economical system. And this is where all the money was going to the senior citizens and to the people who had real bad health. So what they wanted to do was to leave a society of maybe younger people with better health. And that President, and this virus was sent to China, because China was supposed to be the next one in line to control all the money internationally. Two men stole those valves of the coronavirus, but did not know how to keep it safe. And that's how it got out, and they have been arrested. The COVID-19, on the other hand, is based on a ritual of Satan worshipers, where they drain the blood of kids or people that are abducted, and they use that adrenaline blood to doing their Satan activities. And a lot of movie stars are Satan worshipers. That's just what they're saying, not me. And they use that in their ceremonies. And most of the movie stars have the COVID-19, and there's going to be so many more movie stars coming out because they are Satan worshipers. President, now they're saying, I'm not going to say this, but they say that, you know, the...
Well, tell you what, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm just jumping in only to give time to others. That's quite a mouthful there. Fail was careful to say, this is not her personal theory, but something that she heard last night, and now the rest of the world may be hearing that for the very first time. Thank you for calling. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Dallas in Kansas. Welcome to the Line of Fire.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I had a friend post on Facebook saying something along the lines of, the same people who are telling us to stay inside and save the vulnerable from the coronavirus are the same people who are justifying killing babies. It's no wonder God is pouring his wrath out on us. And so I commented back and I said something like, poor women who feel the need to kill their babies. I disagree wholeheartedly with abortion. I think it's awful, but these women need the love of Christ because he died for all of them, and he wants to see them repent and believe. And, this girl's a Calvinist, and so, of course, she just said, you know, no, Jesus didn't die for all of them. And my goal in the first comment was to show her that the post was false and that she wasn't showing the love of God by her harsh words. But the whole thing didn't really end well, and so I was wondering, how do you respond to someone who's putting something out there like that?
Yeah, well, Dallas, thanks for asking. Again, I have no issue with larger concept of divine judgment. In my view, if God was sending a plague of some kind, then there would be prophetic warnings before it. In other words, if we don't repent of X, Y, Z, then such and such will happen. This way we know. Otherwise, is this just a natural phenomenon or all these different theories that people have? In other words, it's not like everyone's falling to their knees and saying, oh, God, have mercy on us. I would absolutely exploit the argument. Say, my wife Nancy and I were talking about this yesterday, and I'm going to probably write an open letter to Governor Andrew Cuomo saying, hey, yeah, you're talking about the vulnerable and the weak, and we got to help them, absolutely. But, sir, please be consistent, because you have championed radical pro-abortion laws in your own state. So I would definitely hit on that. And I believe in many ways America's under judgment because of the sin of abortion. But, look, some of the people telling us to stay home right now are Donald Trump and Mike Pence. And Donald Trump has said, I want the churches full on Easter Sunday. That would be wonderful. I'd love to see that happen. So look, we got to be so careful. I'm restraining myself from saying more because I want people to be free to call in with wild theories they've heard without thinking I'm just going to tear them down. But friends, let's be sober here. Let's be careful. We'll be right back.
Fire we want, for fire we please.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks, friends, for joining us on The Line of Fire. This is Michael Brown, your voice of moral sanity and spiritual clarity. I am working hard, day and night, late night, getting up, writing, doing my best to have a book finished this week that will be out within 2 weeks, maybe even 10 days after that, a week earliest on ebook, and then maybe even print on demand, that will deal with coronavirus, Bible, end times, how we live, Psalm 91 in depth, Hebrew exposition. I was almost late coming in for my sound check today before radio because I was so absorbed in writing on Psalm 91. So stay tuned. We'll be announcing that, getting it out as widely as possible. I would have been in Lagos, Nigeria right now if not for the pandemic. So I'm at home. We're staying busy, but I'm not traveling. Got a little bit more time to devote to this field. It's urgent. So working hard to write a book in basically a week or two and get it out immediately. So stay tuned. I trust it's going to be really, really helpful. Practical, how to deal with fear, how to live sober lives, how to live with the mentality of helping others, what God wants the church to learn through this as a whole, what God wants us to learn from this individually as believers, even the proper care of our bodies. What about the end time shaking? Where are we at with that? So stay tuned. We'll be letting you know about that and how to get that in a few days. 866-34-TRUTH is we're talking about different theories, things you've heard about coronavirus, its origins, COVID-19. So one other point on that. If someone has a theory, has an idea, be it a spiritual idea or a secular idea in terms of what's going on, or this is God's wrath being poured out on pro-abortionists, or this is God's wrath being poured out on gay activists, or this is God's wrath being poured out a compromised church, or this is God's wrath being poured out on the whole world, or this has nothing to do with God's wrath, but it's manufactured by people and weaponized. And if you're interacting, ask questions. How do you know that? Why do you know that? Have you heard this other theory? Can you consider this scripture to get someone thinking? Because often we get kind of caught up. Stop. Slow down. Calm down. Take a deep breath. Let's think this through. I'm going to go back to the phones momentarily, but let's take a look over on my Twitter account where I asked what are some of the oddest theories you've heard about COVID-19. I'm just scrolling through and looking at some of what's been posted. Troy, regardless if it was a plan or not, you can bet Emperor George Soros will be sure to capitalize on it somehow. In fact, I'm not going to give all the names now. You can just look at my Twitter account. But there's some graphics folks have put up that are great. There are no coincidences. Continent-wide fires devastate Australia. Swarms of locusts devastating Africa and Mideast and projected to get 400 times worse, resulting in starvation. Military admits UFO is a real virus impacting the world. What will next week bring? Rivers turn to blood. In other words, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. Could it be end time shaking and plagues? Bill Gates, microchip vaccine implants to fight coronavirus. So where's that going? Coronavirus conspiracy. Ex-Iranian president claims mutated virus is bioweapon from a military laboratory. And it's obviously got to be Israel if that's the case there. To create a digital currency in order to get rid of the dollar and bring about a one-world currency which ties in with the mark or chip that won't allow you to buy or sell without, while simultaneously bringing about the beloved Antichrist whom everyone would love. Obama? Question mark. The theory that's connected to a patent, and these are people posting some of the wildest things they've heard, for coronavirus owned by a lab that the Bill Gates Foundation funds. Viruses are patented for research. Another theory is that it leaked from China virus lab in Wuhan by accident or intentionally. There's a whole bit that China engineered it, then sold animals. They purposely infected at the wet market. Quite a few. I mean, thank you for posting all these. It really gives an idea of what's out there. This was a dry run to test responsiveness. Bill Gates and his involvement in Event 201 is focused on overpopulation vaccines, digital tracking, tanking of dollar. The Q theory that Trump is orchestrating the lockdown in order to crush a worldwide satanic pedophile cult comprised of thousands of powerful leaders. This theory, regrettably, has a lot of followers. Yeah, this is David posted. Yeah, David, I just referenced a YouTube video that's been viewed over a million times just in a few days. And it's not from a channel with millions of subscribers. One of the wildest things I've heard presented by a pastor, someone said he's a solid guy. All right? So, wowzers, right? Leftists are in cahoot with China to ruin our economy and take down Trump so he won't be reelected. Bill Gates' name keeps coming up over and over. Bioweapon, Illuminati agenda for depopulation. Okay, so let me just say this. As far as a chip that's going to be put in human beings, and this will be lead to the Antichrist system, the one world system, and without which you can't buy or sell. And I believe that believers will be here right till the end. I don't believe in a pre-trib rapture. So whatever's going to happen, I believe we'll be here and protected by God's grace in the midst of the storm. But there'll be storms all around, and there will be persecution of man and attack by Satan. That's an always for believers here. But hear me on this. I've been hearing about this chip for decades. Long time ago. Before we had smartwatches like I'm wearing here, or smartphones like I've got here, before we had chips in our computer cards, all right, credit cards, I've been hearing about this before you could do fingerprint reader stuff at stores. I've been hearing about this chip decades back. This is it. This is the mark of the beast. I know people that would not let their kids get Social Security numbers. They didn't announce the birth of their kids because they wanted to have a Social Security number because that was the mark of the beast. I remember Mikhail Gorbachev and helping to dismantle the former Soviet Union and take down the wall and all the things that happened under his leadership. But he had that birthmark on his, this mark of the beast. All I'm saying is I've heard a lot of stuff for a long time and none of it's panned out yet. So you understand why I am a little skeptical about the latest theory. That being said, what this has shown us is very sobering, that overnight everything can turn. Overnight the whole world can turn. Overnight the world economy can be broken. Overnight radical decisions can be made. Overnight governments are doing things that we never thought would be done. That's sobering. So all the theories, and especially the weird, wild, wacky, way out ones, I hear all those and I say, forget about it. Forget about it. I don't even think twice about it. On the other hand, I recognize how stuff that would have sounded completely wild 2 months ago is just normal life now. If I got up and said, hey, you know, something's going to happen and they're going to cancel all sports, you can't go to a movie theater, you can't go to a restaurant, you'll have to stay home in England. If there are more than two people gather, you'll be arrested. And it's like, yeah, right, sure. And President Trump will be going along with, oh, yeah, right, sure. I mean, it would have sounded so outlandish, but here we are in the middle of it. Here we are in the middle of it. So things could change on a dime. In that sense, things that may sound wild, wacky, way out, weird, may have some reality to them in terms of one day the unthinkable will be real. But in terms of all the theories that are out there, hey, take them with a grain of salt, a big grain of big salt. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Barbara in Apex, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hey, Dr. Brown. My question really, after I've listened to a lot of theories, and I also believe that maybe this is a Bill Gates dry run for Event 201, that maybe this is just a test run and possibly just to see how the world would react. But my question on the second part would be, as a healthcare provider, we are all almost devastated daily with the fear of not having protection as we take care of these very sick patients. And so that brings me to a question of, I don't want to be fearful or anxious over anything, you know, reading God's word, as we shouldn't feel that way. But I'm finding myself and all of my colleagues are feeling very vulnerable. So my question is, do you have any words of comfort or a prayer or anything that I can say as I'm entering these rooms and trying to be so careful with the protective gear that I have to stay safe and then not to bring it home to my family?
Yes, Barbara, very, very important question, a life and death question. And around the world, the ones getting infected at the highest rates are the healthcare workers, the doctors, the nurses, the others that are there in the rooms with people who are afflicted. That's creating a crisis in certain places because of numbers of people who are being infected. So we must take this soberly. Number one, every day of our lives, we have to put in God's hands. I mean, we could be sitting here talking and a sinkhole takes out the building where we are. We could be walking down the road and a plane falls out of the sky. There was one boxer that was in training and he was, I think, in a hotel and something comes flying through the air and he injures his hand. I mean, it's the most complete freak accident as he's getting ready to fight that. Just crazy stuff happens. People in their bedrooms at night, safe, and some truck swings off the road and plows into their bedroom and kills them. So every day, let's start with saying, Lord, I put my life in your hands. I belong to you. You're my protector. You're my shield, be it times in pandemic or times of peace. I put my trust in you. You are my shield. That's number one. Number two, specifically at a time like this, take hold of Psalm 91. Read it through day and night. Plaster it. Print it up. Put pictures of it all over. Read it. Read it with your family. Pray over it. And through the day, take refuge in God. Breathe up a prayer. Obviously, you're busy. You're working hard. You don't have the time to just stop and go get alone and pray for hours. But you take the precautions you know how to take. And that psalm literally speaks of God being a hiding place, a place of refuge where the storm, the plague, the pestilence, numerous Hebrew words are used. None of that can touch us. So take hold of that psalm, that reality. People, Christians, have worked in the midst of plague and been supernaturally protected. So you use all the precautionary measures you can, but then live Psalm 91 out. Just all day, Lord, you're my shelter. Lord, I take refuge in you. As if you were physically going into a safe place. And Lord, we pray for Barbara. We pray for other frontline healthcare workers. Keep them safe so they can minister and serve others. Keep their families safe. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks, friends, for joining us on The Line of Fire. I want to remind you, keep your head in the heavens. What do I mean? Yeah, look at the news, know what's happening, understand safety guidelines, be careful, not fearful, careful, do all that, great. But then focus on who the Lord is and what he's promised. And I guarantee you, if you spend the next 3 hours, let's say you have 3 hours of free time, okay? Or 1 hour, it's 1 hour of free time. And you spend that listening to the news or reading dire headlines and bad reports, versus if you spend that worshiping God, meditating on Scripture, your mentality from one or the other would be so radically different. And the first, all the worry, anxiety, but it's not going to help anything. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help others. The second, where you are worshiping the Lord, honoring Him, it's going to strengthen you, and you're going to be able to help others. So we don't stick our head in the sand. We understand what's happening. We're realistic. And then we act with faith, with confidence, ground it in the truth of who God is. The gospel is not just for times of peace and prosperity. In fact, that's when we can fall asleep. The gospel is made for hard times, challenging times. And in terms of conspiracy theories and things like that, I'm looking online, Event 201. Just type that in. Event 201 that many have been referencing regarding Bill Gates and his foundation, centerforhealthsecurity.org. So Event 201, the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security in partnership with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation hosted Event 201, a high-level pandemic exercise on October 18th, 2019 in New York, New York. The exercise illustrated areas where public-private partnerships will be necessary during the response to a severe pandemic in order to diminish large-scale economic and societal consequences. Now, do I believe from that, the timing of that, October 18th, 2019, that this somehow is some larger plan that was concocted by the Bill Gates Foundation or by others in government worldwide to send this around the world to accomplish certain end goals? No, that's not how I understand it, okay? Now, I've seen videos of respected prophetic people saying that they saw this being manufactured in a lab. And then I've read articles saying we now have conclusive proof that this is a natural development, is not from a lab. And do you have absolute, concrete, indisputable information that I don't have, that the rest of us don't have, that can give a 100% certain answer and all that? I certainly don't. I don't have that information. Either way, all kinds of things happen in this world. Some are man-made, some are natural, some are sent by the devil, some are sent by God. But in all of it, God has a plan and God is working. In the same way, the Bill Gates approach to solving problems may be very different than your approach and my approach. The Bill Gates way of solving problems may lead to what Michael Savage's references, you know, Bill Gates wants death panels. In other words, here, you have this amount of medicine, okay? You have this amount of people dying. You can't give it to everyone. Should you give it to the people who have the best chance of surviving? In other words, if you had to spend 90% of the medicine on five people that are 99 years old with other conditions and unlikely to survive, and if they survive only a little bit longer, should you spend it on them? What if you could spend it on 50 people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, that have a 70% chance of survival? You say, what kind of questions? Just questions that the world deals with, all right? And it fleshes out in ways that can be very scary. How much control is the government going to have in questions like that and times like that? And yeah, so you can understand why people are like in a panic. Well, whoa, who's going to make these decisions? The Bill Gates approach may be 100% different than your approach or my approach in terms of how we sort these things out. In other words, it's not so much that Bill Gates or somebody had a plan to manufacture a virus or to work with manufacturers for a virus to get an end agenda, but rather, as these things are happening, natural or manufactured, whatever, he's going to have a response and a plan. George Soros is going to have a response and a plan. A Christian charitable organization is going to have a response and a plan. Donald Trump's going to have a response and a plan. Everyone's going to have a different response and plan. That's where the agendas flesh themselves out. Does that make sense? All right, let me grab a few more calls here. Let's see. Let's go to Rosalie in Washington. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. During the American Indian Wars, our U.S. soldiers, and we were more of a godly nation, if you will, than we are now, were handing out smallpox-ridden blankets to the tribes to depopulate the Indians and make them go away. Once I understood that in high school as a kid, I began to realize that anybody can sin and be wicked and have an evil plan, even emanating from a supposedly godly nation. So then that leaves it wide open for anything to have started this and anything to transpire from this. But ultimately, the only thing that I can think of that really matters in terms of who's dying and why is it rains on the just and the unjust alike. So we're not going to be immune from what transpires on this planet. And secondly, I know whom I have believed, and I am fully persuaded that he is able to keep that which I personally have committed unto him, God, against that day, be it the day of judgment or my death long before he comes back for his own. That's all I can do, and that's all I need to do.
Yeah, and the ultimate, Rosalie, is exactly right. Regardless of how this virus came about, what's behind it, demonic, natural, human, divine plan in a bigger way, We have to know the Lord. We have to know who we are and where we're going. That's the biggest issue. And then minister with compassion to those who are suffering. Hey, Rosalie, thank you for calling. And by the way, I have zero expertise on some of these issues in terms of what was just mentioned with blankets with smallpox being given out to depopulate Native Americans in the countries. That's why I'm not saying anything about that. Okay, we go to Rudy in Maryland. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hello?
Rudy, yeah, you're on the air.
Yes. Oh, yes, thank you. I just wanted to say that the clip that you play, videos like that, I think it's just putting more fear than what a lot of people are already dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that what the Lord wants us to do in this moment is it's time for us to minister it as a Christian to people that are suffering already with these fears. And honestly, I really believe that this is a chance for us to go one by one to your network people to reach out to them, to give the gospel, present the gospel. And by the way, Psalm 91 has been my prayer every day, the beginning of this year. So I agree 100% with you.
Yeah.
And I really believe that this is the time. Whatever, it doesn't matter how the virus came to place, but I really believe that the Lord wants us to use it for the good of His kingdom.
Yeah, Rudy.
And I believe that.
Yeah, first, thank you for calling and sharing that. Number one, I agree with you 100% that this is a divine opportunity and that we as God's people need to bring a message of faith and hope and courage and present the gospel more than ever. I agree with you 100%, 1,000%, 1 million percent. And in fact, from day one, the first message we've been sending out is fear not, fear not. I've done whole live streams on how to overcome fear and deal with it, just wrote a couple of major chapters in this book that I'm putting together in dealing with the virus. My reason for playing the clips, I appreciate what you're saying about creating fear. The fact, Rudy, is that these clips are being watched hundreds of thousands of times, millions of times. People are reading, hearing different theories. So I also feel it's important, sir, that people know what's out there, that they understand what others are saying and what's going around. And then my response at the end is, and you set it up for me perfectly, so thank you. Thank you so much, Rudy. My response at the end is to say, okay, look, I don't know about if medicine's going to be given out. Is it safe or not? Or vaccine, is it good or not? Or, you know, look, the polio vaccine saved a ton of lives and alleviated a ton of suffering. This was something very, very real. And other vaccines have been tremendously helpful and life-giving, and then others have concerns about certain vaccines. I was a doctor whose advice I follow carefully in terms of lifestyle. He says, just eat healthily, live healthily, and your body is the best system you have to fight off the flu instead of just getting a specific, you know, getting a flu vaccine every year. I'm not relating that to this current situation, but just in general. So bottom line, what I want to encourage you to do, and thank you, Rudy, for the call, is don't be moved by the theories. Don't believe everything you hear, because for every 10 theories saying this, there are 10 theories saying the opposite and 10 theories saying something completely different. If you want to research, look into it, great, but I would suggest live carefully, but not in fear, all right? Number one, live carefully, but not in fear. Number two, minister grace to others. Look for opportunities to glorify the Lord and touch those who are hurting. And number three, just go on living your life as a follower of Jesus. And a lot of these things will sort themselves out. Hey, great report. You can read it in article form on our website, askdrbrown.org. But the husband of a woman in our online ministry school in his 70s with a number of serious respiratory conditions before this, came down with the virus, was sick for days. Pastor prayed for the wife over the phone. She was instantly healed. She was having symptoms. He's 100% fine the next day. So praise God for his work in the midst of the storm.